Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
College sports are becoming a mess, aren't they? College football specifically. Nick Ashew, Team 980. We are going to have a Super League in college football, and it's going to come faster than you think. I'm telling you that right now. But we now have this eligibility lawsuit. I mean, there's multiple things going on. So you got a bunch of guys, essentially, who graduated high school back in 2022. They thought they won an extra year of college ball. Now a court just kind of hit pause on all of that. The season's a week away, so we're looking at that. That doesn't even settle things, though, right? So there's a whole separate case right now in Louisiana where a group of other players, including a few right now who are already signed NFL deals, are sitting on preseason rosters, and they got their own eligibility win in a different court, essentially, where there's a chance that you could have a guy on an NFL team this summer is in preseason camp right now, and he could end up back on a college campus this fall. College sports is, I mean, it is the Wild West at this point. NIL and the transfer portal and then college basketball, you've got pros going back to college. We are now at the point where the line is completely blurred, and it's specifically football with a lot of basketball, and other sports are different. They still have a true amateur feel to them, right? We know that all the money is in college football. It's in football in general in this country, right? It's really what it is. But the fact now that you've got three former starters from Ole Miss as well, they moved on to the NFL, and now they have an opportunity to, you know, like go back to school if they want to. I mean, look, the NFL doesn't have an actual G League, development league, minor league, whatever. At this point, it might just be whatever Super League comes out of college football. Like, my theory for the Super League is eventually going to be, let's say, a 38, 40, 42 team college football league. That's the big one. That's where the big programs all are. And there's certain requirements that you have to have in revenue, TV ratings, whatever. They're just going to make it so the biggest are going to be there. But then you add relegation. And I've always wanted relegation in American sports. Oh, could you imagine? I know the NBA like kind of tried it a little bit with this new lottery system. It's not the same. But you can have, let's say, 40 teams in college football. And the bottom two or three get relegated. And then the ones below them, and whatever that is, and maybe it's just the Big Ten Conference, or I don't know, and the Super Conference is the Super Conference. And then you have two teams that can jump up and be elevated to whatever that Super Conference is. They win it. Whatever they're, you know, you come up with some way that you can get elevated in that sense. Yes, I've watched a lot of Ted Lasso. But this would be amazing. Not as good as robot football, Anthony, but I think this would be a close second. But we're to the point now where we could have college football players go to the NFL and still have some eligibility where they can go back to college, sort of like we've had in college basketball where you have a G League guy go to college basketball, guy that gets drafted but doesn't play, goes back to college basketball. The lines are so blurred now, Anthony, in college sports. Like, it just... it's inevitable that this looks completely different 5 years from now. Completely different. Like, we thought college realignment was a thing. Get ready, because it's about to be 10 times more chaotic.
Yeah, I'm definitely... this whole thing is definitely crazy. I think when you look at players who definitely want to make their money off NIL, I definitely am always going to be, you know, pro-athlete because of the corporations, the universities that have made so much money off of these players for so long. But I think when you look at how all this is shaping out to be, like, it's also harmful to, you know, high school seniors. Like, because now colleges aren't going to be recruiting. And also in a day and age where you can, I guess, college coaches are given like 1 to 2 years to like go out there and actually win and compete. It's tougher for, you know, those freshmen, those sophomores that you want to like build up through your recruiting class to actually have opportunities. So it's tough, man. It is a tough situation to be in.
It's interesting in some ways, though, and there's an advantage in some ways in college football, college basketball too, where it's not just about the recruiting a 16-year-old anymore. It's the recruiting the 20-year-old that hasn't gotten the playing time at one program that he wanted to get an opportunity to go somewhere else with the transfer portal and also NIL on top of that. I mean, right now it's basically free agency without a salary cap. So it's made for like an incredible amount of turnover, which some of it's good, right? Because, I mean, look, the one thing I'll say, Anthony, is like look at what happened with Indiana. A lot of that was transfer portal, and obviously Kurt Cignetti, one of the best college football coaches, period. He's shown that. But he built a lot of that through the transfer portal as well, and he's going to continue to do that because he's embraced it. Meanwhile, Dabo Swinney wants to sit here and pretend that everything's still the same, and you can't. He will not adapt because he's mad that the game has changed, and now Clemson's falling behind.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess he does necessarily have a point, but that's just what makes all of this so crazy in the first place. It's tough navigating all of this, and I don't know, I think the point that you were making about, you know, regulating NIL, like, because I think that also just, that's the biggest factor in it all. Like, I guess players want to get paid. They want to go to schools where they'll be able to play and get paid for their name, image, and likeness. And it's creating a lot of problems. So this is just one problem that's being added to a lump sum of already problems that are there.
It is so much money getting thrown around that once the floodgates were opened here, it's never going to change again. And I'm all for players profiting off their name, image, and likeness.
Yep.
I mean, at this point now, with all the money that's in college football, it was the whole idea of, like, you're there to play and go to school and it's a scholarship. Stop. Just stop. Nobody believes that. It's not real. Stop. That's not the reality we live in. Do I think that there should be some limits? And yeah, I do. The problem is that the NCAA is slow as hell to get anything done, like the government. And it's like everything moves faster than the actual regulations and finding a way to balance this thing out to where they have that, whatever that database is, where you can like apply for NIL and it takes too long. So players have just gone on and said, like, well, I'll just take the deal anyway. They're taking too long to approve anything. Like, nobody listens. You got to be able to keep up with where things are going. And the NCAA is the point now where college football doesn't need it. These big programs, SEC football, Big Ten, dude, they don't need the NCAA. They form their own super conference. That's it. The NCAA is completely, they can run the whatever the sub conference is, wherever Maryland plays. All right, then they'll do that. I mean, that's just what it's come down to now. It's completely changed the game. And again, it can't really be a true minor league system to the NFL, but the NFL could use something. Some sort of development league. I'd love to see that. I don't know what it looks like. Maybe bring back NFL Europe, but I think there's an opportunity there for something for that. But yeah, college football is just, it's a monster. And it's what, the problem is, though, is the trickle-down effect with the other sports. Because what, like, does each sport have team, your different sports playing in different conferences all around? Like, it's going to mess all of that up. Or, like, track and field and swimming and some of those other traditional sports, they're popular at schools, certain schools.
Yeah.
But like, they're not going to move the needle. They're not going to change college sports in general. They're going to go wherever the school tells them they're going to go. And if there's some crazy realignment that's there, it's going to change things. And it's going to trickle down to all these other sports, including college basketball. I mean, that's going to affect it maybe in some ways too. Not every school necessarily. There might be just a super conference in college football and college basketball stays the way that it is, but you may see more realignment there. Like, to me, Maryland leaving the ACC just sucked. It is what it is now, but Maryland to me is an ACC team. It always will be. So to see them not play an ACC basketball schedule is just still to this day, like, it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same way, right? So there's going to be that trickle-down effect all the way across the board, and it's all going to be because of college football and NFL players going back to college. God. Nick Ashew, Team 980.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.